Welcome to Live Long and Dead. It is Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. The babies are aggressively playing vehicles. Hi, babies. Quick update for you yesterday. So, get a note home from school saying that James... Well, first I talked to James. And my big rule right now is I want to hear how your day was from you. I want you to be a straight pretzel. Okay, that's a term they use at school. You know, there are curly pretzels and there are straight pretzels. And when it comes to the truth, we want to be a straight pretzel. Get straight to the point and tell the truth. James too often says, I had a great day. No details. And he leaves out the bad stuff. And I'm like, James, they are going to tell me the truth when you do something bad. And I'd rather hear it from you. What I don't want and what will make it worse is you telling me you had a fine day and then... and then I find out from a teacher 2 hours later, that's going to make things worse. So please tell me how your day was and tell me your mistakes. I'm bending over backwards to be kind and have a tone and a good tone and all that stuff. So I talked to him on the phone. It was an early day and he said, I didn't have a very good day. Okay. What's up, buddy? Well, I had a couple of tantrums. All right, well, that's to be expected with how you do these days. And then he says he used the F word. In what context? I got mad when the teacher was trying to take me out of the room and I used the F word. That's bad. It was just last week we had a whole language conversation again. I explained the tiers of cuss words. And... F word is a bad word. It is vulgar and it's impolite and don't use it. The N word is a hateful word. Don't use that. SH word is not good. It gets bleeped on TV, but it is descriptive at least, but it's an impolite word. And then in his mind, he thinks damn is a word, bad word. Technically it is, but it's not something that gets bleeped on TV. And so the consequences or the actions that will result in him losing iPad are anything violent, any kicking, any hitting, any biting, anything violent, anything messing with those two girls he's been beefing with since September, anything, talking to them, talking at them, talking about them, anything, and bad language. And he lost his iPad last Wednesday because he tried to attack one of those girls. Luckily, the BII grabbed him before he could do anything. So he hasn't earned his iPad back. He had a fine day on Monday and Friday and Monday he had good days. We didn't get any kind of word from school on Tuesday, so great. And tonight's a busy night. He's got his therapy. And so he wouldn't have gotten iPad time anyways, but I was going to give him his iPad back tomorrow. And I didn't take the iPad away because he does use podcasts when he can't sleep. He has Audible. He's been using Kindle in the morning. That's all good. But I put a 1 minute screen time limit on everything else. And so it locks immediately pretty much. So he used the F word, and that's what he admitted to, that and having tantrums. And so then the note home from school says he said to the teacher and his helper that they are round and they eat too many donuts. Well, that's crappy, James. Don't fat shame people. And his teacher's not fat. She just doesn't have an hourglass figure, but like that's crappy. He flipped off at recess his BII. That sucks. Where did he learn flipping off from? Some classmate. But that sucks. He said the SH word. He said, told another student to eat his butt. Gross. And the ASS word and something else. So that's all bad. And he couldn't be at carpet time because he was trying to crawl towards the girl he's in love with. And so he didn't cop to that. He didn't cop to any of that other stuff. So he's in for a rude awakening when he gets home. And then that's another couple days of iPad, no iPad. Maybe he'll get it Sunday if he has two good days. And he doesn't get to spend the night at grandma's house on Friday unless he has two good days on Thursday and Friday. And I don't know what to do about the language. Is it him trying to fit in? Is he exploring boundaries? I don't know. Because consequences haven't helped. Trying to explain things to him. And I told him, people that use a ton of bad words come off as dumb. That means you don't have a good vocabulary. And you can't express yourself beyond F-bomb, S-bomb, all this crap. And James, you have an excellent vocabulary. Outstanding for a second grader. And you are not dumb, so don't do it. And so very disappointing and stressful. And, you know, he's a sweet little guy. My son does not talk like that. And, you know, especially in the unkind way. Like, I can understand dropping an SH bomb if you stub your toe or you know, that kind of thing. And I do when there's no kids around, for sure. But being unkind with those words, that's bull crap. And so that's what's going on with him. And I'm, you know, my touch points with him are so limited because I'm busy with the babies. He goes to school, he has after school activities, and I don't like my 1 hour with him. Tonight I'll get a half hour with him, to have to be eaten up with negative crap. So, and it sucks that he's been exposed to this in second grade. I don't remember when I first learned of the F word, but I didn't start using it. I was a very good kid when it came to language. And I think it was like in seventh grade, that's when it was like a floodgate opening and I was dropping F-bombs like crazy. I remember like playing Sega Genesis and dropping like 20 F-bombs when I'd die. And that wasn't good, but I, you know, was doing it in my room by myself, and middle school, that seems age appropriate. So yeah, that's the latest, and don't know what to do. Bye-bye.